Iraq may have lost the Gulf War, but Saddam Hussein survived. He is now facing off against another U.S. president, Bill Clinton. Like his predecessor, George Bush, President Clinton has used force to try to punish Saddam Hussein and to oppose his aggression. It's a policy with a short-term record of success. But many experts say that over the long term, Iraq will continue to plague U.S. policymakers until Saddam Hussein is out of power. NPR's Ann Cooper reports.
Ask the Clinton administration what it's up to in Iraq, and officials stress there's no detailed laundry list of goals. Saddam Hussein has to be taught a lesson, they say, and he's got to fully comply with United Nations demands to disclose and destroy his weapons of mass destruction. The point here, says State Department spokesman Glenn Davies, is to contain an aggressive dictator.
The action that the United States took in striking at some of Saddam Hussein's military facilities was designed to demonstrate that his reckless acts have consequences, to reduce his ability to strike out against his neighbors, and to increase our ability, the U.S. ability, and those of our coalition partners, to deter future Iraqi violence and aggression.
By not being too specific about its goals, the administration hopes it can control the definition of a successful operation. That might work for a while, but Middle East specialists like Phoebe Marr, a senior fellow at the National Defense University, warned that if Saddam Hussein backs down without losing power in Iraq, he'll soon be back making new trouble.
Real success would be if we woke up tomorrow and learned that he has been replaced by someone else who was willing to abide, at least by the minimum rules that we've laid down of international behavior. That would be real success, for which we're all waiting.
Marr says the current campaign won't get rid of the Iraqi leader. But if that's the real long-term goal, why shouldn't the administration just say so? Amatzia Baram, a visiting fellow at the Washington Institute for Near East Policy, says that would be too unseemly for a U.S. president.
I have no problem as a scholar, you know, and a political analyst to say that I think this is a good goal, but the president of the United States may find it difficult, and America doesn't want to appear as if it is sort of dictating to the Iraqis who should rule them.
Since the 1991 Gulf War, the United States has repeatedly used force or threats to punish Saddam Hussein, usually with at least tacit backing from a broad range of European and Arab allies. Tangling with Iraq's dictator is always risky business, but Samuel Lewis, a former State Department official in the Clinton administration, says the president is dealing with Hussein in the only way possible.
He is a very, very tough, brutal dictator who basically understands nothing except the use of force. That's the only instrument that he really respects.
Lewis says America's Get Tough Act has worked before, making Iraq back down from aggression, as in 1994 when its troops were massed on Kuwait's border. This time, though, the stakes for President Clinton are greater than ever as he moves into the final weeks of his reelection campaign. I'm Ann Cooper in New York.